do this.
Welcome to Postcast. The Utah Jazz win the season series against the San Antonio Spurs in a game that started in bizarre fashion and ended with the Jazz blowing the Spurs out. It's all coming up on tonight's edition of Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by the store at 1600 South and 20th East. Stop by, pick up any of your great local places. I had a pretty funny story. The guy at the store who's like the guy.
Yeah.
He's at Lethrby's Ice Cream and talking to them about, because a local person wants to have him. And the guy's like, I know the store. I listen to Ron and David. And then he showed him his Grip Six belt. Great dude. All right. Let's start with the fun stuff. So Rudy Gobert just kicked the beep out of LaMarcus Aldridge tonight.
Yeah, he really did. LaMarcus Aldridge has been having a pretty good year. Obviously, you know, he's picked for the All-Star team, whether he deserves it or not. You know, that's another story. But Rudy's presence on him when he was in Portland was awfully good there as well. And you know, Rudy just doesn't let him get to the basket, forces him into his signature go-to shot, which is that turnaround jump shot. You notice he didn't get anything going toward the rim tonight. Everything was either facing or that turnaround.
One time he did, Rudy pulled the chair and he was off balance and missed.
Exactly.
And I feel like he took that turnaround fadeaway and he hit it on that one where Rudy was in it on him. Mm-hmm. But it was almost as though he knew it was such a difficult shot that he didn't dare take it again.
Well, Rudy's had that impact on him, I think, throughout his career. Tonight, what did he end up? Only 5 for 15 from the field. He had 10 rebounds, minus 11. So...
Minus 11.
What
was DeMar DeRozan's plus minus?
Well, he wasn't very good either. Minus 15.
He's never very good.
And in 35 minutes, 10 for 19 there from the field.
I mean, so the story tonight is that if you look in and follow the Spurs, their bench, as we talked about on the broadcast, have been their group. When you take DeRozan and Aldridge off the floor, they're plus 7 per 100 possessions. That's actually how they've been winning more games than anything else. And their three-point shooting at their bench is incredible. And the Jazz bench tonight, with the addition of Howell Neto back, with Royce O'Neal playing terrifically, with Jay Crowder making a bunch of shots and kind of starting in the second half. So then Favors is the bench guy in the second half, and he was great. The Jazz bench was better than the Spurs bench tonight.
Well, and once they figured out what the Jazz were doing, the Jazz were able to get those looks. It was the reason that Greg Popovich called so many timeouts, because after a while the Jazz figured out what they were doing and start getting those open looks, and Greg – Popovich was just trying to put the fire out. I mean, he probably knew that he wasn't going to win the basketball game, but he wanted to make sure his players picked an effort. But you're absolutely right about their bench. The number of guys on that bench that shoot over 40% from the three-point line, it's unreal. I think they have 4 guys, and then they have Cunningham. I think they're shooting 50% from the three-point line. So that's some great shooting.
The Jazz, Royce O'Neal kind of led the way, made a bunch of the shots. What have you seen out of him? And Quinn used him as the 4 again tonight, which I think we're going to see more and more.
I think as long as what I do like about him is that obviously his three-point shooting has picked up. But what I do like about him is that the way he moves without the basketball. I mean, he moves and gets passes going to the basket off cutting. If Donovan's driving, Ricky Rubio's driving to the basket, he just doesn't – if it's not an open three-point shot, he doesn't really stand still. I mean, he's cutting, trying to create an angle or something so he can get a pass to score at the rim. That's what I like about him. Defense have always been good. He moves his feet very, very well. But and his confidence right now is much higher than it was last year.
You know, it's interesting. We go back to shoot-around, and some of the things that are most difficult is an announcer to announce things that don't happen. So one of the things was a talk about all their cutters. Mm-hmm. Saw almost none of it tonight. We saw the other question was about DeRozan and Aldridge creating activity that forced you into rotation. I think we only saw that about once all night.
Yeah, it's amazing now watching things develop out there on the floor and why things are taken away. Quinn making some adjustments and taking away certain strong points of the opponents. It's kind of fun watching Quinn do that. Now he has the personnel to get it done.
So the game opened with the Spurs playing a triangle and 2 against the Jazz, kind of a rotating triangle. Not sure we'd seen that before in the league. They weren't guarding Rubio. They were not guarding Favors. They were not guarding Rudy Gobert at all. They were face guarding Ingles and Mitchell. It's kind of a gimmick. It worked for a little while. Quinn then went to Crowder and Korver. What's your takeaway on that?
Yeah. You got to make those guys shoot the basketball. How many times did they pass up shots trying to make sure that they make that extra pass? Trying to force the ball into someone else's hands that they thought had a better shot. So you got to take those open shots. Even if you don't make them, you got to take them. But the big thing is Zach told you at half is that the adjustment they made was put Ricky in the pick and roll. And now that meant that that breaks Aldridge up into the pick and roll. And how many times did you see Ricky drive to the basket? Aldridge picked him up. He backs it out. Aldridge has to stay with him. And Rudy's all alone underneath the basket. That type of an adjustment there, it might sound small, but that ended up being huge.
And as Mike Hart on our Facebook Live points out, 6 assists and no turnovers for Rudy. Jazz win the season series. They're in 6th in the Western Conference by themselves now with this win over the Spurs. Spurs have lost 4 in a row and have allowed at least 125 points in all 4 of those games on this Rodeo road trip. Have a great night.